Earlier this month, Callie Mae Bishop was crowned Miss Wyoming USA. The Casper native had sought the title for a number of years. In real life, Bishop is a yoga instructor, rock climber, and serves beer. In other words, the perfect Miss Wyoming. She says the victory is a dream come true.
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a princess and a teacher, so I thought the job of Miss Wyoming USA would fit perfectly. And I remember 8 years old, watching Miss USA, looking up to these women. They're confident, they're entrepreneurs, they're getting stuff done and serving their communities. So I honestly just wanted to be them one day, and I'm blessed to be in that space now.
Now, you tried this as a teen.
Correct.
And so talk a little bit about that experience.
Yes, I was Miss Wyoming Teen USA exactly a decade ago, and that experience really taught me that it wasn't about the crown, it's what you do with a crown. And so I was active with Best Buddies, I was teaching dance classes, and traveling around the state trying to be a good role model, or at least the role model that I needed when I was younger.
What kinds of preparation goes into this?
It's kind of the Olympics of beauty pageants. The Miss USA organization is fantastic, but there are three areas of competition. So I had to train for an interview, a swimsuit, and an evening gown. And the best way you can train for that is to be mentally, emotionally, spiritually resistant and be able to go with the flow.
How do you see yourself as somebody that wants to represent women and different things that are very important to women these days? There's a lot, still a lot of interesting issues in our own state about wage disparity, that types of things, some types of discrimination. How do you hope to combat stuff like that and use your title to maybe make a difference?
Absolutely. I think the best way you can do that is if your actions inspire others to do more, dream more, learn more. John Quincy Adams said this, and that's one of my favorite quotes. So I have the luxury or the privilege of using my social media, of being active in my community and using my voice. And we haven't quite met equality, especially with the wage. It's, what is it, 70 or 80 cents to every dollar that a man makes. And so just declaring these things that women deserve and being a good role model is the best way that I can do that.
Does it bother you if some people would wonder if this is sexist to be involved in something like this?
I see that the Miss Universe organization is an organization ran by women, for women, to empower women. And so that to me is feminism, is women lifting other women up. And so if they were to say it's sexist, I would say, well, let me share a little bit more with you. And I think that hopefully I could persuade them to see it in a different light.
So what are you going to be doing? You're preparing, obviously, for the national competition, but what happens between now and then?
A very similar process to what it looked like to get here. I'll be training physically in the gym a lot. I will be doing mock interviews. I will be active in my community. And for me, a lot of it was reshaping my mental dialogue and the visualization process and positive affirmations, because to be honest, you would never know this, but I struggled with self-esteem when I was younger and depression. And so my preparation is just making sure I'm the healthiest, best version of myself for Miss USA, which will be in about 6 to 7 months. Fox Network usually lets us know 3 to 4 weeks beforehand.
Oh, so you get about 3 to 4 weeks to know when this competition.
Correct. I like to think that I'm on call at all times.
It's a good way to go. Again, visiting with Callie Bishop, who is your Miss Wyoming USA. So this was, can I just bring this up? This was an interesting year for you because you knew you wanted to go for this, but then you had your father pass away. Mm-hmm. How much did that inspire you in the weeks leading up to this?
150%. In my dad's last year, he had the most to complain about, and he never once said, this is hard. He always woke up and he tried and he gave it his best. And he would always ask me if I was happy. And I thought it was such an interesting question, but this title, this job makes me happy. And the idea of connecting with other young women thrills me. And so anytime that I feel overworked or tired, I thought of him, and I still think of him every single day when I wake up. And his hard work and commitment and competitiveness definitely lives in me, and I will bring that to Miss USA.
You told me that he went to every competition and always yelled, "That's my girl."
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Standing. I was always so embarrassed, but he was just always so proud of me, and he really wanted to be there for me. And he said, even if they roll me out on a dolly, I'm going to be there. But I do know that he was there with me that day and every step of the way. So I'm so grateful to have this dream, his dream for me and my dream for myself, finally be a reality.
So you're excited about the event as it comes up. What are some things you want to accomplish here in this state before the national competition?
My focus is going to be working with as many women as possible. I, of course, want to work with kids. I love working with children. And I used to run an after-school program for kids with disabilities. So I'd like to continue to do that work. I'd like to continue to work with the SAFE Project. I myself am a survivor of an abusive relationship. And so I just want to give back what I've been given. I've been given a lot. I'm very privileged. I have a lot of knowledge and passion. And my goal is to spread that throughout my state and hopefully the United States as Miss USA.
Well, it sounds like we've picked a perfect person to carry this title. I was telling Callie off the air that if I was her, I would be wearing my crown around all the time. Are you planning on following that advice?
I definitely want to get the mileage in. I only get 1 year, so taking advantage of that time. I probably won't sleep in it, but.
Okay. Well, Callie Bishop, a tremendous pleasure having you. I understand this was your first media interview. Thank you so much for joining us on Open Space.
Oh, it was a pleasure being here. Thank you.